Did you know that it's 10 days to go till midnight of Christmas Day? And we can really feel it. We can see all the decorations in our houses, in our parish, in school, everywhere. You can see the decorations. You can also hear now Christmas carols in the radio. But for us in the Philippines, we already heard it last September 1st. So we can see and we can hear. See and hear. We have this, how do you say it? Like a quotation that everyone else kind of like say. To see, idiom, there you go, thank you. To see is to believe, right? But sometimes there's something that we can see, but we believe. So how can we explain that? We always say, to see is to believe. I want to see personally to believe it. And we all heard some miracles, but we want to see it ourselves, right? And in idiom of the hearing also, it's like we all hear things, right? And our friends or family tells us something and we hear them. But we want to see them as well for us to believe. For us to believe. So what is this see and believe, see and hear connected to the third candle of Advent? Which, by the way, on the first candle we have peace. The second, we have love. And today, we have joy. The joy of Advent. And we heard it from the gospel today. When John the Baptist sent the question, are you the Messiah? Are you the one who is to come to give salvation? And what did Jesus say? Come, see and hear. See and hear. My brothers and sisters, there's something about see and hear. And we all saw that in Jesus. We all saw that in Jesus, that He's not only using His words, but He's also in actions, in deeds. Words and deeds. See and hear. And we saw it, we heard in this Isaiah reading today that there will be challenges, trials. But this man, this Messiah will save us all. This man will cure the blind, will cure the deaf. And so we also hear today in the gospel that Jesus cured the blind and the deaf. Again, see and hear. Jesus came to heal us, to prepare us in the greatest salvation, to prepare us in that great event of His second coming. He heals us of our blindness for us to see the truth. For us to see faith that we can never touch nor feel, or probably feel, but never see, but believed. He cured the deaf for them to hear the word, the truth about salvation, the truth about Christ Church. Hear, see, and hear. And so, my brothers and sisters, we also pray that Jesus also heal us of some of our blindness, some of our deafness, that we all see the truth, that we only hear the truth. And at this third Sunday of Advent, that we joyfully prepare ourselves not to be blind, not to be deaf, but to see and hear the real Jesus, to see the giving of gifts on Christmas Day, but not only the material gifts, but seeing, sharing love for each other, hearing I love yous to each other on Christmas Day, because this is what a joyous Advent means: seeing love and hearing love.